All right, let's begin with prayer. We'll say, O Heavenly King, all right? O Heavenly King, comfort your spirit of truth, who art everywhere present and fillest all things, treasury of good things and giver of life, come and dwell in us, cleanse us of all impurities, and save our souls, O good one. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I want to give you some opening comments from the pastor about this past year for our parish meeting. Now, I'm supposed to tell you things like the number of baptisms and marriages and things. To be honest with you, I didn't think about that, so I'm not going to tell you that. But I'm going to tell you the things that really, to me, really matter to my heart, okay? I've already written this and sent it to you on email, and no, you're not pariahs. At least most of you are not. And that was a mistake.
Yeah, this email, you know why you're saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Though the subject said pariah's meeting, but the actual email said parish meeting. Okay? So, the big news of this year is that that door will never open again during this meeting. Never.
Hey, don't come this way.
Okay? Okay? That's big news. Okay? The big news this year is that our mortgage is zero. Our mortgage is zero. Just a few weeks ago, we had asked to start paying down the mortgage really, really aggressively. And three donors came forward and were pretty aggressive. So now we're done. We have no mortgage. We are going to continue to act as if we have a mortgage and take that $1,500 a month that we pay and have it go towards the building fund and also towards revamping our web page, which is way overdue and is really our greatest resource outside of us. Really important. We can't just sit on our laurels because here we are in this little tiny, not even 700 square feet of dining area. The entire area here, including the kitchen and the bathroom, is 700 square feet. That's it. Everything. And you can see we're like sardines here, okay? And so we need double this at least, and we also need space for classroom, for classes, and we need more worship space. So we are looking right now into whether or not we're going to build on. We've actually started talking with an architect, having some preliminary designs, and we're going to decide what to do. I've also floated the idea. Some of you might not have even heard it because I do this. I kind of throw this at people at the last minute. That if perhaps buying that property next door or the one to the west of us would be an idea because it gives us parking and more space because we don't have much space. But somehow we're going to figure something out this year, whether or not it's building or buying, because we need to have a better physical plant. We just don't have enough room. That's a good problem to have. Our education, I am very pleased with. We've got a lot of it going on. We have classes for the children, for the little ones, when I'm giving a sermon. We have classes, I think, three levels now for after liturgy. And Father Nicholas leads the adults, and it's always very engaging. And we even have people coming that are not members of our church that come specifically for that. I'm very happy about that. I'm very happy about that. And we also have a Monday class that there's a lot of enthusiasm about, and I hope more of you would take advantage of it. Right now we're studying Colossians. This is very, very important to have good education in the church, and we're really doing really well, even though we really don't have very good facilities. Sometimes we have two sets of people in the sanctuary, some people out here on the deck. It might be cold, it might be windy, it might be rainy. There might be commotion. It's not easy, but we're getting it done. So when we have classrooms, it'd be so much better. I'm really happy about the children's sermon at the end of the liturgy. I think it's been a big deal because there's been several of you, I would say five of you, have come to me, the adults, and have said, I listened to that children's sermon and I learned things. And the children are very engaged, and I'm really happy about it. So we have lots of good things happening. We also have a family. There are people that come to this parish that are not members. They say, there's something different here. I've heard that a dozen times. And that is because of we're like a family, and it's different. We don't have cliques. We don't have dissension. We don't have he said, she said. We don't have I want this, he wants that. We don't have that going on. And that's really wonderful. That is a great blessing, and that's rare. We are unicorns in the Orthodox world. And we should be very happy about that. Not proud about it, but we should guard it very carefully. Especially when we go through building, we're going to have all kinds of decisions to make. And the last time we built, we had no arguments. That goes down in the Guinness Book of World Records. No arguments when we built. We had a lot of problems building. That's what happens. No arguments, no anger, no dissension. Everything was wonderful. And that's what I have full confidence will happen this year and probably into the next as we make our decisions and then decide what we're going to do and actually end up doing it. I want to tell myself personally, I'm not working anymore. I probably won't work again as a nurse. I last worked as a nurse, I believe, in March, so almost a year ago. And I'll tell you honestly, I can breathe now. I actually have some time to be able to breathe and to be able to pray more and to be able to just have a little more energy and not feel so mentally exhausted. So, but that is still has its own problems, you know, because of less income and we're building and everything. But eventually these things are going to get worked out. So what's going on right now? Here's our problems. We're too small in the dining room. We're snug in the church. We don't have classrooms. But we have ourselves. We have each other. And I'm telling you, I've been around. Some of you have been around too. This is a peaceful place. And we should thank God for it. That's the most important thing we have. We have a peaceful community. And we need to guard that with all of our heart, with our prayers, and with our giving into one another, thinking of the other one first, and so that we don't have any dissension, any cliques, we continue on. We've been very fortunate. God has blessed us. That's the most important thing about our parish, because that will help our parish to prosper. Right now we're poor in terms of material things, but we're very rich spiritually. It's very, very important that we remember this. So here's some of the weaknesses we have. Our Sunday attendance is triple, even quadruple sometimes, our Saturday attendance. I don't think that's good for your souls, and you know that I harp on that. You know that almost every other priest in the world harps on that until they get tired and stop talking about it. But it's still true. You should avail yourselves of our services more, for your own good, for your souls, and for your children. But that's sort of a problem that everybody has. So that doesn't make us unique. And I'm not complaining to you, but I am stating to you plainly that that's one of our problems. It would be wonderful if everyone treated the services like their job. Because you don't come late to your job, or else you get fired. But the services, there's a lot of lateness and a lot of haphazard attendance, and it's not good for your soul. So I say this in a group to no one in particular. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Maybe you can make some changes during Great Lent. I would like to see more of you having confession more often. Some of you don't go to communion for a couple times a year. I would like to see everyone coming to confession every Sunday with preparation. Now, I know that that is the impossible dream. That doesn't happen very often. But still, as a pastor, I'm duty-bound to tell you that you should take more care. You should take more care of your soul. Come to confession more often, communion more often. I think our culture is definitely that we are a family. It's not completely that way. It's becoming that way. It's more that way than any other place I've ever seen or visited. But it needs to become more that way. We have to have a sense of ownership, every single one of us. Any parish has a core group of people to get things done, and it's always a small number. If we increase our number, if you take the initiative to put more upon yourself, according to your ability, not in a crazy way, not in a haphazard way, but as God directs you, then we will grow much more. It's very important to have more people that say, this is my home, and that this is not just a commodity. There's this parish, and there's that parish, and there's another parish, and it's like going to fast food restaurants. That's not what Christianity is. Christianity is to have a home and to have people that you relate to, hopefully people that you know are praying for you. I tell you all the time I pray for you, and it's true. It's absolutely true. Everybody in this room, everybody, I'm looking without glasses. Yes, everybody, you know, I want to make sure there's not everybody in this room, right? And I think Caleb went outside. He would count too. Is Caleb here? He's in the kitchen. See, you too, Caleb. Every single day. Every single day, okay? And so you should do this too, okay? Very important to pray for one another as a family. There is much for you to learn. There's much for me to learn. But I'm amazed. And I'll just say something. This is critical, okay? But it's critical. I hope you think it, you take it in the spirit in which it's intended, with the gentleness of from my heart. I am surprised sometimes at the things people don't know. You should be reading the Gospels, as I tell you. You should be reading the lives of the saints. You should become literate in the Orthodox faith. It's very, very important. We have some good teachers. Father Nicholas is an exemplary teacher. But he can't shove stuff in your head unless you have other stuff to have to understand it. Because there's a vocabulary that you need to have, a background you need to have to understand things. And so it's very important to dedicate yourself more to learning of the Orthodox faith. Just by saying your prayers and reading the Gospel, that's a lot. To do that. And the services. We have a problem right now. We have sort of a reader shortage. Often we don't have ordained readers at our services. I hope that will change sometime. And as God directs and allows, it will. We need to grow a little bit. And as we grow a little bit, then some of these things will happen. But there's still a lot of people I have encountered, but I think at least a dozen people, and there's probably more, that can be counted on for various things very reliably. And that's very important. So I think for our size, our core group is probably percentage-wise a little better than other parishes. Usually the number is about 10%. I think we're way above that, okay? So I think that's wonderful news. So as a pastor, what I want for you is I want paradise for you. But I don't want paradise in the far away, okay? That's not what Christianity teaches. Christianity teaches that the kingdom of heaven is within you. One of the very first things said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. And so that's what I want. I want you to become heaven. I want you to have a soul that is filled with God, that pushes out all the darkness from your soul. That takes labor. It takes labor on your part. It takes labor on my part. It takes labor on our community's part for one another. If we do that, then we are living the evangelical life. We are living according to the gospel. And that's what I want for you. So that's why I tell you things. That's why sometimes, every once in a while, I kind of tell you things, you know, with my finger pointed a little bit. But it's because I love you and because I want paradise for you. So remember that everything we're doing is for paradise. We're going to try to build on for paradise. Have classrooms for paradise. Have church council meetings for paradise. Everything's for paradise. There's nothing we do in the church that's secular. And we must always remember that. Now, we're about to have a business meeting, and we're going to have a lot of stuff. And don't worry, I won't understand most of it either. But the most important thing you should understand, we are Christians. We are a Christian community, and we should pray for one another, support one another, love one another, and grow to paradise together with one another. So those are my comments to start the meeting. God bless you.